brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Oh, yeah, we are going to have some fun today. Steven Rizzotto, a.k.a. Pasta, on it early, Stynie. We are going to have some fun today. Lock in. What's up, man?
I'm ready to go. I am ready to go. I'm in the beach chair. I like it. Evan's going to be running the show, but why would you say Rizzotto's on his game? He looked to be the same Rizzotto that I've come to know and grudgingly like a little bit.
Well, he held us down yesterday. We were at Laughing Monk Brewing. It was an awesome time. You and I got to spend 4 hours together chopping it up about the Niners, joint practices, enjoyed a beverage, some hors d'oeuvres. It was a fantastic outing, and now we get to bring that energy that Steven Rizzotto sort of set the tone for into the day here on Friday, last day of the week.
Yeah, I'm excited, Evan.
You sound like it.
And but I do have some concerns.
About what?
Okay, so, and we got to get some 49er feedback here from the fans, because I did a deep dive after the joint workout yesterday.
That's usually Dibley's job.
Now, I didn't go back and look at the tape, but what I did was we had Joe Shasky on. Then I listened to David Lombardi. Then I listened to Matt Maiocco. Then I listened to Larry Kruger. And they all had their impressions of what happened yesterday with the Broncos.
Mm-hmm.
And so after you compile everything, and you take it all in, how you feeling about what happened yesterday? What do you think happened yesterday? How important is it? And I'll pull my first guru before you answer. I think they've got some issues.
You just want to get out ahead of it? Well, I think that, Stynie, this is kind of what the year is going to be like. It's going to be up. It's going to be down. There's going to be inconsistent play. And a big reason for that is what we saw much of yesterday at joint practices. And I think what we're going to see a lot of tomorrow for their first preseason game, 5:30 kick, Levi's Stadium. We'll have your, I believe, post-game coverage with Mark Grandy on 95.7 The Game, so lock into that. You're going to see a lot of young players. And young players breed inconsistency. They just do. You know, there were reports that some of the young wide receivers look really nice. Jordan Watkins, their fourth-round pick, had maybe the catch of the day on a deep ball for Mac Jones. Ricky Pearsall had a contested touchdown. All those things are good. But when it came down to the nitty-gritty from everybody, and I think this was consistent among whether it's, you know, the Lombardis, the Krugers, all the rest, the trenches were the Broncos. That's where they feasted. And I think that's where also the Niners, at least on the offensive side of the football, probably have the most question marks. And Trent Williams didn't practice, obviously. He was on the sideline. But first McCaffrey run, stuff. DJ Jones, talking mess. You know, Zach Allen, $100 million man, in the backfield, couple sacks, tackles for loss all around. The Niners offense might have got punked a little bit yesterday, but I don't see any reason that tomorrow in the preseason, some of those young guys who might have been, you know, in their first real padded up action against opponents, why they can't bounce right back.
Yeah, but I think the offensive line is going to be something that we may be talking about a lot this year. And it does feel like so much depends on Trent Williams. Like when he plays, it feels like their offensive line's pretty good. When he doesn't play, it feels like they stink. And, you know, we're used to seeing this offense kind of clicking. It can be very efficient. But I'm starting to think that that's going to be the biggest challenge for this team to overcome. And it's going to show up, obviously, in the opposing team's pass rush and the opposing team stopping the run. I think that's going to be, to me, that was That was the biggest red flag yesterday that I heard from everybody commentating, that the offensive line was dominated early in that practice.
Now, the defensive line for the Broncos is a very good one.
Yeah, supposedly.
No. They are. Or at least they were last year. Well, they brought people back.
Okay, so if we're going to do that...
They are.
Okay.
I'm just speaking objectively.
Okay, well, then the 49ers schedule is easy.
Well, they don't have to play the Broncos. It sounds like, thank God.
What I'm saying is, people who say, 49ers schedule's easy this year. Oh, well, we don't know how they're going to be. We don't know how Jacksonville's going to be. Don't rob them of being good. Okay. And I'm just saying, yeah, last year the Broncos had a good defensive line. Mm-hmm. We don't know about this year.
Well, they brought everyone back.
Well, and in theory, you would think that they'd be pretty good.
You know, I'm glad you actually brought up the schedule, because George Kittle said something yesterday that I... Dude, I'm trying to tell you, man, like...
By the way, okay.
You're welcome. Don't judge a book by its cover. Don't judge the 49ers because they got the easiest schedule in the league. In fact, we can go down the schedule, and I'll tell you which teams are not going to be as bad as the ones that everyone is making them out to be... You know, like the worst group since 2015.
Okay. You reminded me of something yesterday, and it was very frustrating.
Was it me?
No, it had to do with Willard.
Oh.
Maybe I'll use it for my What's Bugging You.
Well, that's in 4 hours.
I know. So do I want to waste it now?
Well, I'm sure you could come up with something between now and then.
Yeah, sometimes it's tough.
Fridays are a harder day to come up with something that bugs you. Like, you know, yesterday I got a bit flustered during the crossover, not going to lie. Went back, ran the tape, was correct. Neither here nor there. You can't get to me today.
You want to bet?
Yeah, I do. You can't.
By the way, you think the Reds are going to make the playoffs? The Cincinnati Reds. Yeah, exactly. You're just like Guru.
Shut up.
You blurt stuff out, and then when you get called on it, you back off.
I think the Reds have a better chance of making the playoffs than the Giants.
Well,
how about that?
Of course they do.
Well, they're... not that much further in front of them.
That's true.
Unless the Mets continue to fall off a cliff. Our guy Dylan out back, the new account executive, doesn't seem too confident in them.
What's his name?
Dylan. You got to learn people's names, dude. It's how you...
Evan.
Become a part of the community.
Evan, don't do this.
Wow, dude.
I didn't know his first name, but I know his nickname.
What's his nickname?
His nickname, and this is a problem, he said was... Steiny. His name's Steinberg. His last name. Did you know that? Yeah, it's Dylan Steinberg.
So his nickname is your nickname?
But that was back east, and I told him that's done. That's all. It's like the Olympic hostages in 72. They're all gone now. His nicknames are all gone now. He's got to establish new ones on the West Coast, and...
You don't realize that that's an L for you? The only reason you remembered his nickname is because it's your nickname.
Yeah, I know. But
That requires zero effort.
No. We all use clues to help remember people's names, I think. Don't you?
No. You remember their names or you don't.
Well, I have trouble remembering people's names, so then I give myself internal clues is what I do.
So for the 49ers,
yeah.
When you're trying to remember Michael as opposed to Mikel or Michael,
yeah.
What's your mental cue?
Well, he's become a name now. He's okay. If you look
He's a big boy.
Yeah, if you look at all the 49ers rookies
because
this year,
you have respect for him.
Because he's a first round pick.
What about
Okay, let me tell you what's going to happen with Upton Stout.
Okay. By the way, John Lynch compared him to Rondae Barber. You know that name?
I do know that name.
His
former, let me see, either Buck or Giant, right?
Well, Tiki, his brother, played for the Giants. And
yeah, I know.
Rondae, you're right, was on the Bucks.
Yeah. Okay. What were we talking about? Michael Williams? Well, he's hurt. He's hurt.
Yeah, he did limp off the field. Although, I mean, based on some of the other guys that are dropping like flies around the league, Niners might have caught a break.
How so?
Well,
yeah, with a positive test or... Yes, they avoided...
Yeah, he hyperextended his knee and is going to be out this week and is hopefully going to be back soon. But the 49ers, off of yesterday's joint practice and before tomorrow's preseason game, like, what's kind of hitting you about the Niners? Is it the youth? Is it the offensive line, like for Steiny? You know, when you're reading about the results of a joint practice with the Denver Broncos where it kind of sounds like the Niners got roughed up a bit, does that make you feel... you know, more cautious about them? Do you even care when you hear those kinds of results? 888-957-9570.
Yeah, I heard the guys talking yesterday, and he's talking about, you know, Purdy threw a couple interceptions, and, you know, who cares? It's meaningless. I wouldn't say it's meaningless, but to me, after hearing everything yesterday, particularly from all the, you know, the writers who've covered this team for, you know, the last 10 years or so, it does seem apparent that they're not as good as the last two or three years in terms of their personnel on paper. And I think I don't think anybody really knows what to make of where they're at right now, because it's been so long since they've been in this situation. But what hit me yesterday, just listening to everything, and I'm not saying the 49ers are going to stink or anything like that. They should be fine. But it's kind of like watching the Giants after the Devers trade. It hits me that they've got some holes, and they've got some things that are not going to be overcome in the first or second week of the season. They're a team that's resetting, and this is the year where we'll probably measure whether their young players are even good enough to become full-time starters in two or three years. So I think when I looked at and heard everything from yesterday, I think it hit me, reality hit me, that we are not talking about the 49ers of the last two or three years.
And I want to take a look at last year's roster, because I think you're spot on. There's a lot of holes or question marks about this team right now, to put it nicely. Who are they replacing? And I think we knew that last year there were question marks about players that are no longer here. And those are the spots that they're trying to fill. How many of them from last year's team, even if they were previous members of the core, did we consider question marks? And how many of those guys are they trying to replace? I promise 707 for the Boxer Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line and the 209. Steiny will finish his Upton Stout take on the other side. That's what's coming up on the game, presented to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson alongside Matt Steinmetz. That segment was brought to you by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K.